From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry is seeking to dispel the notion the U.S. has lost traction in its efforts to counter the Syrian regime because of Russian airstrikes that have been aimed at taking back territory from rebels. Kerry spoke at a Tuesday news conference following the multi-nation International Syria Support Group meeting. Kerry appeared slightly irritated by a question on whether the U.S. was losing the ability to exert pressure on Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime to fully comply with agreements.
You're correct that leverage is important in any negotiation. But you're incorrect in your supposition, I think, that there isn't leverage in this situation. And I would disagree with you. I mean, if President Assad has come, if you know that he's come to a conclusion there's no plan B, then he's come to a conclusion that is totally without any foundation whatsoever and even dangerous.
In the joint news conference with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and UN Syria envoy Staffan de Mistura, Kerry spelled out measures the ISSG had agreed on to help reduce violence and spur the delivery of humanitarian aid. A wave of bombing struck markets across the Iraqi capital Tuesday, killing at least 68 people and injuring more than 100. The deadliest attack occurred in the mainly Shiite district of Al-Shab in northern Baghdad, where officials say a suicide bomber detonated explosives in a busy market. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack, which left at least 34 people dead and wounded at least 70. VOA News. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders face off in two more Democratic state presidential nominating contests Tuesday in coal-producing Kentucky and Pacific Coastal Oregon. Pre-election surveys have been scant in both states, leaving analysts guessing whether Clinton can reverse recent setbacks against Sanders and move ever closer to clinching the Democratic presidential nomination. Clinton, seeking to become the first female U.S. president, holds a significant lead over Sanders in the race to claim a majority of delegates to the party's July national nominating convention. In a major crackdown of Olympic drug cheats, the International Olympic Commission announced that 31 athletes could be banned from this year's Olympic Games in Rio after a retesting of their samples from the 2008 Olympic Games, which came back positive for banned substances. The IOC says it has begun disciplinary actions against the 31 athletes who come from 12 countries and competed in six sports in the Beijing Games. The main newspaper of the Chinese Communist Party has offered rare commentary about the 50th anniversary of the Cultural Revolution, stating the harm the decade-long upheaval caused was comprehensive and severe. The seemingly momentous anniversary was all but ignored and met with virtual silence from China's state-run media until an opinion piece was published one day after the anniversary on the People's Daily website. The commentary was also published later in the paper's print edition. South Korean author Hong Kong was awarded Britain's Man Booker International Prize for Fiction Monday for her novel The Vegetarian. She is the first South Korean to win the award. The Vegetarian, unanimously selected by a panel of five judges, tells the story of a woman who decides to give up eating meat and faces devastating consequences. Kong said the work features a protagonist who doesn't want to belong to the human race anymore.
Writing novels is a way of questioning for me, and I just try to complete my questions through the process of my writing.
Hong Kong will split the $72,000 prize with her translator, Deborah Smith, who taught herself to read Korean just 3 years before. The award is the international counterpart to Britain's Man Booker Prize. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.